Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or dsw.com for a limited time.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
When I say that I really, really, really like Newsbusters, I really, really, truly mean it. Joining us now is the executive editor for the Media Research Center's Newsbusters, Tim Graham. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
I think you guys are doing fantastic work. I think it's important work. I think it's a very easy way to see the data, and you can come to, I think, the correct conclusion that a lot of these major news networks purposely make a decision to omit very important things. They all do it. There's editorial bias that goes on consistently. And when you see the numbers, to me, I think, man, before there was the internet, I know there was a little bit more integrity when it came to news, but imagine if there wasn't other options and this was the only option you had for news, what would we stuck with? So I think it's really important, especially for freedom, that what you're doing. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's go to Tulsi Gabbard and the idea that she's going to pass along this information and it could further along further investigation into the Russian probe and those involved who said what. I mean, we could even talk perhaps some people, the crime of perjury based on what they knew and what they said publicly or said under oath. And this is a pretty big deal because these are pretty big revelations. What you found is that the networks are not only downplaying, but a lot of times either ignoring the significance of this story.
Right. So we had this occasion where the director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat, now she works for Trump, came into the White House and basically laid out the documents and said what it shows was that President Obama very clearly manufactured an intelligence product to try to line up with this narrative that Donald Trump was somehow a tool of the Russians. Mm-hmm. And we all know that networks loved this theory and did everything they could to spread it. So we measured in the 2 years from 2017 to early 2019, while this Mueller probe was going on, there were 2,284 minutes on the ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscast for 30-minute shows. That's a lot of minutes. It's a dominant story. It was a more dominant story than the things that President Trump was actually doing. Mm. And so now we get to the situation. she comes out with these documents, and people in the office go, well, surely they have to cover it. And I'm like, I hate to be the pessimist, but they do not have to cover it. So CBS gave it 41 seconds. ABC did nothing. NBC did nothing. Now, in the days to come, now they've done tiny bits here and there, mostly on their Sunday programs. We've seen this now for the last two Sundays, that when this document dump comes forward, they all say, well, there's no evidence of anything that makes Obama look bad, which, of course, is false. You know, whenever these people start saying the words no evidence, you know that there's evidence and they don't like it.
You know what I find, too, is when they bring it up, they find a way to bring it back as a way to degrade Donald Trump. So if they do bring something like this up, they'll give equal time to say, oh, the only reason these false documents are coming out right now is because they're trying to hide away from the Epstein controversy. Then they'll, you know, probably talked about the Epstein controversy at the start of the program. Then they'll go back to it for a second revision and spend more time on it than actually talking about what Tulsi Gabbard did that day.
Yeah, I mean, the 41 seconds CBS did came at the tail end of an Epstein story. But, you know, they are clearly enthralled with this story because the Republicans or the conservatives are fighting each other. And that's what really makes them excited. You know, if there's some sort of internal warfare among Democrats, they don't want anybody to know. They're going to be like, you know, take it into the back room, pal. We don't need to talk about this in public. When it happens with Republicans and conservatives, it leads the newscast because they're so excited.
Right. Well, I mean, you guys do a lot of viewing of newscasts, and I'm probably guessing you uncover a lot of different things on a consistent basis. Are things getting better in recent years? Are things getting worse? Are they consistently bad? Have you found that just the fact that Donald Trump is president of the United States is enough for them to completely throw out their journalistic integrity?
Sure. I mean, look, this whole historical pattern doesn't start with Trump. In my telling, it really starts with Barack Obama the public opinion of the press going down because they just basically worshiped Barack Obama. And then when they came at Trump in the entirely different direction that he was basically Satan or Hitler, people were like, well, wait a minute, these are not people telling me facts. These are people pushing a spin that basically suggests that if I like Trump, I don't like people of color, you know, and I'm a neo-Nazi. I mean, you know, and nobody's going to accept that. And this is the problem is that the news product feels like it's smearing conservatives and Republicans and just absolutely glorifies Democrats. And so that's where people are like, okay, I've seen enough of this. I don't need to watch this on a regular basis. And, you know, the numbers for network news are down. The numbers for cable news are down. We're in a situation now with television where about half of the television viewing is on streaming channels. Broadcast and cable combined, this is Nielsen numbers from May. Broadcast and cable combined were about 44%, and the streaming was 48% or something. So, yeah, the broadcast and cable share of TV watchers is on the way down. And that may be one reason why they'd say, we unloaded all this bias. How did Trump still win in 2024? Well, there's a lot of tune out.
What do you think is going to happen with the cuts to PBS NPR? Do you think that's going to have an impact on news coverage in general?
Well, you know, Donald Trump was elected and they could see the writing on the wall that Trump was going to push for defunding. And they could have said, well, gosh, we better try to be more fair and balanced. And they've done nothing like that at all. They have just, if anything, been as hostile or more hostile. And, you know, I think that they're cocky. I think, you know, we have now defunded them through this rescission process. They're going to come back in the fall and try to get put back into the budget. That's just what they do. They're not going to give up. So we're going to just keep on this and keep pushing and keep telling everyone NPR and PBS are unnecessary because we already have MSNBC. We already have ABC, CBS, and NBC. The idea that we don't have other television networks or other radio channels is absurd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on top of that, I look at it as a competitor. So why is they why are they able to collect government money to, you know, staff and overstaff their operations when we actually produce, I think, a lot more news and entertainment and value for the public than an NPR station ever could. And for a lot less people, if we could do it, I'm sure they can, if they want to keep begging for the tote bag money or whatever, do it the way that they want to, if they want to stay in nonprofit that way.
Yeah. I mean, my father, his whole career was at the radio station in our hometown, little county seat, 4,000 people. And he always resented the NPR station kind of stealing listeners. And, you know, the nicest equipment you're going to see in a studio is going to be in a public TV station or a public radio station. They've got state-of-the-art technology. It's part of the federal funding. And so, it's absolutely competing. But, you know, the NPR product is this incessant left-wing bias. And, you know, they came around and they were like, well, you need the NPR stations for the local news. You can go into a lot of these stations, look at their daily programming schedule, and it's like 22 hours of national propaganda, you know. Oh, and there's 15 minutes over here for local news.
Yep. Let me ask you about News Nation. Have you got much time to look at them as a news agency or at least a channel? And do you have any impressions of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they have attempted to try to do that fair and balanced formula. I think they achieve that. We don't have a lot of negative things to say. They don't have a lot of viewers. I mean, they are below Newsmax, for example. Right. Of course, Fox Business is also below Newsmax. And so the other day when I was making a point about how the networks didn't want to cover how the House Oversight Committee is, investigating Biden's, they're hiding Biden's decline. They have dragged all of these Biden White House officials in to testify. A number of them have taken the fifth. Biden's doctor took the fifth. And the networks won't cover it. And then I was like, well, here's News Nation's doing it. Here's the story. They did 3 minutes on it. They explained what it was. They had the Republican take. They had the Democrat take. Here, see? It's doable. You just don't wanna.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I want to look too at the late night talk shows, because I don't know how much time you look at that, but you had the Jimmy Kimmels, Jimmy Fallon, and the latest one where why can't I think of his name right now on CBS that just got fired coming up next
Colbert.
Year. Yeah, Colbert. So Jay Leno came out and said, okay, you already have this audience that is dwindling. And then you cut it in half when you start making it super political. So it stops being funny at some point when it becomes super political. So you're just fragmenting your audience even further. Jay Leno make a pretty good point there.
Yes, and you know, our analyst Alex Christie watches these late night comedy shows every night. He has a little spreadsheet. He counts the jokes. He counts the guests. And yes, I mean, Colbert's show, we kind of made this point multiple times. Colbert's show is just loaded with Democratic politicians. There are no Republicans. Nobody expects that. But it's like, do you really want to say, well, before I go to bed at night, Bernie Sanders, oh, that's just going to, you know, make my night, you know, but that's, that's what you get. Elizabeth Warren. Oh my goodness. I couldn't, you know, so, I mean, that's, it's, it really sometimes sounds more like the DNC nightly show, you know, or something, well, you know, maybe Colbert should just take it over to MSNBC. It looks like just another MSNBC show.
I don't know if they can afford him. Probably CNN. they're good at wasting money. If they want to waste money, CNN is where to go because of their lucrative cable deals that have been grandfathered in. But let's say the DNC, they're so upset about this, they make it look like, oh, it's a big freedom of speech issue. But I think what they're really upset is that they're going to lose their free airtime where they send all their surrogates. They just have one less venue to reach people.
That's absolutely true. They're very turf conscious. They get very upset when somebody takes away a piece of their turf. This is why they really do feel like they deserve federal funding for PBS and NPR, because that's our turf and we want to give more money to our turf. They're very territorial. So yes, when CBS announces that they're not going to have a late night show anymore, you know, it would have seemed more political if they'd said, no, Colbert's gone and we're going to bring in some non-political comic. That would have looked more political than just, we're not going to run a late night show anymore because it's too darn expensive.
Well, yeah, you're losing $40 million a year. They got to put up with that year after year after year. I mean, you can make more money with the Slap Chop commercials or whatever in that time frame if you really wanted to. And who knows, maybe the local affiliates, the news stations that are, you know, airing their news, they might actually get a bump here or an opportunity to expand their coverage. That would be good for them. Locally speaking, you'd be creating more news on the local networks.
Yeah. I mean, again, I have a brother that works on the local news in Milwaukee. And what's always mystifying about these people, again, is that they come and they say, oh, we want to have local news without the NPR, the PBS. It's like all of these cities where they claim there's a news desert. It's like not in Milwaukee, not in St. Louis, not in Minneapolis. You know, it's really funny the way that they do that. And of course, in some of these smaller towns, for example, the station in my neck of the woods where I grew up was La Crosse, Wisconsin. Well, the local news people in the public radio station aren't coming down to my town to do local news. That's not what they did. So that whole news deserts argument is lame.
All right. Well, if people wanted to see some of your work and what you're doing at the Media Research Center, where can they go?
Yeah, thanks. We're at newsbusters.org. You know, got our Facebook and X pages that you can keep track of what we're up to.
Perfect. Tim Graham, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.